than being the crab cake czar, what are those wacky people at the Maryland Medical Cannabis Commission up to these days? We'll tell you coming up. It's 7 o'clock, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Powerful storms in our area last night knocked out power to thousands across the Washington area. Many of those people still don't have it back. At this hour, Pepco still has about 425 customers without power. Dominion, Virginia is working to restore power to about 1,000 of its customers. BGE has about 1,800 still out. It was a wild night of weather, but despite the storms that came through the area, we're still under a heat advisory again today. So why does this keep happening?
You may have noticed we're in a bit of a pattern. Really hot days followed by thunderstorms that cool us down a little, and then the temperatures soar again. So why isn't the rain helping temperatures fall? Weather Channel meteorologist Mark Thibodeau says it's due to a lack of lift in the atmosphere.
When you have sinking air moving over the region from the Appalachian Mountains, that actually tends to descend and heat up, unlike what you'd see in the wintertime where you get a big blast of Arctic air and then it really cools down.
He compares it to a boiling pot of water taken off the heat for a little while but then put back on the stove. The good news, relief could be here by Thursday. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Fairfax County deputy sheriff shot a man outside of Nova Fairfax Hospital late last night during what police say was a confrontation. The man who was shot is being treated for his injuries and is in custody. The deputy was not injured. It all started when hospital security reported a man outside a hospital garage with some sort of weapon. The governor of Louisiana says killer floods across the southern part of the state have presented tremendous challenges, but he's proud of the state's response. State police say it's been an unprecedented and unpredictable event.
Record rainfall and historic flooding has overwhelmed the Baton Rouge, Louisiana area, and storms are expected to continue throughout the week.
This one, it just came upon us and just started dumping massive amounts of water. We go back to our record books. 1983 was a record book. You know, throw those records out because we've surpassed them.
Tens of thousands of people had to be rescued after rising floodwaters forced them from their homes. And though the floodwaters have not yet receded, officials are already starting to turn their sights to the challenges that lie ahead.
Correspondent Scott McClain. Northern Virginia voters, you may not be seeing as many Hillary Clinton TV ads for a while.
Priorities USA, the super PAC supporting Clinton, now says it's not going to air any local ads in Virginia, Colorado, or Pennsylvania through most of September, the 2nd through the 20th, saying in a statement, "We know at the moment these are tough states for Donald Trump, and there isn't as much of a need for us to air ads there."
Correspondent Athena Jones. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe says the state's fiscal outlook is anything but optimistic right now. After meeting with the governor's advisory council on revenue estimates yesterday, McAuliffe cautioned there is potential for cuts in federal spending under budget sequestration next year. A $266 million budget shortfall in the last fiscal year has already cost Virginia state employees and teachers the raises that they had been promised this December. And a Maryland panel has chosen the top applicants for growing and processing medical marijuana. The Maryland Medical Cannabis Commission announced the top 15 growers and 15 processors who are now in line to eventually be licensed if they win final approval after background checks. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,636, the Nasdaq at 5,262. Sports, the Nats edge the Rockies as Jason Wirth and Wilson Ramos both homer. The O's were idle. They host the Red Sox tonight. The Redskins wrap up training camp in Richmond. And in Rio, Team USA now has 26 gold medals, 75 overall. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depend on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout, where you're going to find delays, but we'll get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Whitten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
The day she walked down the aisle, I became the luckiest man alive. Because ever since, she always put family first, no matter what. Left her career to stay home with the kids. Sacrificed a lot. So I promised I'd give her a nice retirement, some great years after a job well done. But a while back, it hit me right in the gut. That wasn't going to happen. I hadn't bothered to plan for retirement. So we wiped away a few tears, then got to work finding some folks who could understand where we were coming from. And now, that promise is one I'm aiming towards keeping.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
You should seriously consider going to MRCCruise.com and signing up for the Media Research Center's 7-day cruise to the Caribbean. Call 1-800-707-1634 or MRCCruise.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Morning, Bill. A slow go. The Anacostia Freeway southbound from the BW Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge. A 12-minute commute, nearly twice the travel time. 395 northbound from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, almost a half an hour to travel that distance. 95 northbound in Virginia from the Occoquan River Bridge to the Beltway, 20 minutes our travel time. Route 50 westbound in Maryland from the Beltway to New York Avenue is slow, and bumper to bumper, the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway from 95 to the I-270 spur. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Upper 90s, maybe 100 again today. Showers, thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening may once again produce heavy rainfall. And with the heat advisory in effect, it will feel like 105 at times. The storm should end as we head on through tonight, but not before some locally heavy downpours, maybe some gusty winds. Overnight low, 79. Thunderstorms likely again Wednesday afternoon, mid-90s, maybe only upper 80s by Thursday. Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 in Dumfries, 73 in Gaithersburg, 75 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Media Research Center. 30 flooded Louisiana parishes are to be declared disaster areas. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 7:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. In 10 minutes, we'll check in with Steve Kassenbaum, our man in Rio, to get the latest on last night's results in the Olympics and what's on tap for today. Bottom of this hour, Ambassador John Bolton, foreign policy expert on Trump's speech about ISIS. And then at 8:05, Wesley Lowery. He's a Washington Post reporter in Milwaukee covering the riots. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow, CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
I'm a joker. I'm a smoker. I'm a midnight toker.
You know, Larry, I think you and I will agree. You have one of the cush appointments in the Hogan administration when you were made the unofficial crab cake czar of Maryland. I mean, that's a plum assignment. And most people, you know, they would say there is no better job, unofficial title in Maryland than the job of being the crab cake czar.
You know how important it is.
And you take it so seriously, and I know that you are out there always checking the quality of regional crab cakes.
Oh, yes.
Which is important to
it's
your job.
It's a big part of the job.
Yeah, I've still never actually seen the documentation.
I'm the crab cake czar.
Okay, well, that's what you say.
The governor said it. I'm the crab cake czar. Move on.
Well, moving on, here's the thing. There is one better appointment you can have.
Just don't ask any more questions about the crab cake czar thing, all right? I don't want any trouble.
Well, there is one appointment to government that actually probably would be better, I would imagine, than being the crab cake czar, and that would be to be assigned to the Maryland Medical Cannabis Commission. Here's the thing. If you are part of the cannabis movement in Maryland, you probably consume a lot of crab cakes, you know.
Let me tell you something. After getting a little bit of that medical marijuana to get the migraine off,
yeah,
there's nothing like a nice crab cake. Boy, that Old Bay has never tasted the same.
That's right. Well, anyway, so here's the thing. Apparently, 3 years ago, they made a decision they were going to move forward on medical marijuana in Maryland.
Correct.
But they really haven't done a whole lot with it because you have to set up, you know, sort of a mechanism for all this and all of the ways that it's processed and the way that it's dispensed. And it's taken taken 3 years to do that. But now, the Maryland Medical Cannabis Commission has identified those companies that it wants to actually produce and process medical marijuana in the state of Maryland. And there's some interesting stuff in this story. I found this in the Washington Post today. The surprising number of, you'll be shocked by this, a surprising number of people who have been given permission to process or sell medical marijuana have political connections. I mean, like, you know, for example, in Baltimore, one of the guys that got the job, got the go ahead to go help forward with this in Baltimore is like a major Democratic donor. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing that I thought was really surprising about this is that a great number of people who have been awarded these go aheads and say you can officially do this, we give you permission to do this, have a law enforcement connection. It's really interesting. For example, there are two people who once headed up the Department of Natural Resources in Maryland, which, by the way, has a sworn duty to find marijuana growing in the wild and eradicate it. Well, they apparently are now going to be in charge of processing plants for medical marijuana. Isn't that interesting?
I guess they know more about it than anyone else.
I suppose that they say that the process was fair, and there are people out there who don't particularly think that it was fair, but they apparently didn't make donations to the right people. 30 of those that applied had law enforcement ties, and some 26 of those applications had political ties, and an amazing number of them came from out of state, states where they also already do medical marijuana and have some experience with it. So the marijuana industry apparently blowing and going.
Well, I'm not surprised that there are many law enforcement people who are now looking at the quasi-legalization of marijuana as an ability to make some money. Now, again, this is medical marijuana, so it means that it's supposed to be only done under a doctor's guidance and
right.
for medical
uh-huh.
purposes.
Uh-huh, sure.
But listen, law enforcement, members of law enforcement, number one, certainly firsthand recognize the kind of money that is made in this industry.
Yeah, I guess.
So they see that. But secondly, there are a lot of law enforcement officials who are against the prohibition of marijuana. They also agree that by legalizing marijuana, it's going to get rid of a lot of the petty street crime that they have to deal with so they can focus on more dangerous criminals out there. There really is a big push within the conservative movement for criminal justice reform. And a lot of that has to do with reforming the way we look at marijuana and other petty drug crimes. So I'm not surprised that law enforcement is in some way supportive of this. I'm only sorry that my focus has been so concentrated on Old Bay seasoning and Lump Blue Crab that I missed the memo on getting in on the ground floor of medical cannabis in Maryland.
Well, they think it's going to be very lucrative. And here's the thing.
Well,
in other states, it has been very lucrative. Yeah. I mean, people have made a ton of money. So those who were poised to take action, who had the right connections, apparently have stepped up to the plate and have been appointed to either cultivate or process medical marijuana in the state of Maryland.
I guess now we know why Michael Phelps is planning on retiring.
Well, yeah.
Starting, you know, time to get into private life now.
Is there a coincidence?
I kid.
I guess they're not.
I was just in Colorado. You know, I was not here on Friday.
Oh, that's right. You were in Colorado it is legal not only to get medical marijuana, but just consume marijuana.
You betcha it is.
Just go down and get your pot there at the local dispensary.
Boy, our sound engineer, Mike McKay's eyes. Did you see his face light up when I said that? My gosh. It's like he's a long-haired hippie doing rock and roll music in the 70s.
That's right, yeah.
Forget it, McKay. I did not partake. Although I will say this, as I'm running through, go for a morning jog every day before the day's events. But it is really interesting not having to wake up at 3 in the morning, actually. It was really fascinating to wake up and have a nice little morning jog in downtown Denver. And there was definitely a...
an aroma? I've heard this, that as you walk through parts of Denver, you can...
I walk through during the day, and it is not like that during the daytime. You know, you get your regular city smells. And by the way, beautiful city, and the clean
it's
and brisk
great
air.
Yeah,
Denver's great. And you the street vendors, and you have the smells of the car exhaust and the hot dogs being sold on the streets and the restaurants as you pass them by and the coffee shops. But in the morning... when it's relatively empty, especially over the weekend when I was there, man, there is just this lingering haze of pot just sort of floating over the Mile High City. And it was pretty
Mile
jarring.
High City,
it was pretty jarring.
Aptly named, isn't it?
Actually. But no, I did not. I did not partake because I have no need
how
to.
How prevalent, because, you know, I've been in southern Colorado, but I haven't been to Denver in a while. How prevalent is it when you drive, when you walk through the town? Is it, do you see it everywhere?
What do you mean?
Dispensaries?
No. I think in the downtown area, where at least where I was, I saw two.
Really?
I saw two. One of them was down closer to the baseball stadium, and the other one was actually pretty close to the hotel. There were a few people at the conference making a pilgrimage.
Oh, were there?
Oh, yes. Well, it was a conservative political conference, so of course they're embracing their libertarian roots and saying, you know, when in Rome, do as the Doobie Brothers do.
It is now 7:15 on WMAL. And that means, by the way, it's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And in the district, L Street Northwest between 18th and 19th, road closed because of ongoing fire department activity. So your alternates would be M Street, K Street, Connecticut Avenue, or 20th. Anacostia Freeway southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge. It is a 15-minute commute. 395 northbound slow from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge. Almost a half an hour to do that. The inner loop of the Beltway slow going from 66 to the American Legion Bridge. And 95 northbound between Dale City and the Beltway. About a half an hour. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for a pretty hot day today. Temperatures are going to be around 95 degrees. And by the way, a chance of showers is possible. Tonight, a 40% chance of rain, 79 degrees. Wednesday, an 80% chance of rain, highs around 94. On Thursday, in the upper 80s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, in the low 90s. Currently in the nation's capital, 75 degrees. Traffic weather brought to you by V&F Office Supplies.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Time now to check in with Steve Kassenbaum in Rio de Janeiro as he continues to cover, in such a great fashion for us, the Olympic Games. And boy, oh boy, Steve, we have really entered into the track and field competitions in a major way. Last night, everyone is talking about that finish in the women's 400 as Shaunae Miller of the Bahamas dove headfirst across the finish line, denying Allyson Felix the gold medal as reigning world champion. It's like one of those desperation Hollywood movie endings, Steve. And man, is everyone down there talking about this dive as well?
I think some people are waking up and first seeing it this morning because a lot of the folks who are here in the media center, you know, they're starting their days really early, and you know, you've got these, you know, dual shifts working.
Sure, so you don't necessarily get to see what happened the night before in the biggest stadium.
Well, I do, unfortunately, because I'm working 16 hours a day.
Yep, you're definitely working radio. Yeah. So tell me, I mean, because is there some people are saying this is very controversial. Yes, it is within the rules, but it's very outside the norms of track and field international competition, isn't it?
It is, and the other thing is there was a big delay in all of the races last night because it was raining. The weather became unpredictable yesterday, and rain was not in the forecast, but then that changed, and they had about a 45-minute delay at the track, and then the track was wet throughout the rest of the night, and a couple of races prior to that 400 meter, there was a race where another athlete it fell right at the finish line, more or less, and there were questions as to whether or not he was also trying to dive and win the race in this unorthodox way, or if he had just slipped and fell as he was digging in and trying to pass folks right at the finish line. But definitely a controversial move at the very end of a race that's watched by a lot of people every year.
Now, some of the races were run in the rain, and some of the athletes, I am told, were not happy about that. But it was raining on everybody, so they all had the same disadvantage. Was the concern, I guess, that they might not be running their fastest times, therefore they might not break records? I mean, what was their concern?
I mean, safety was definitely the number one concern. The track, they do have cleats, but the track is still slippery, and we saw that in a men's race with the one athlete who fell or dove. It, you know, it it's, you know, it seems like every day there's an incident like this or along these lines. Not a serious incident, but something that raises a controversy here.
Also, and now moving over to the gymnastics, Simone Biles has been amazing, but they say that the balance beam is a cruel mistress in the world of gymnastics, and it sort of bit her last night, didn't it?
It really was for Simone Biles. It's when is a bronze a disappointment? When you're Simone Biles and you're expected to get a gold. I mean, just getting to the Olympics is an amazing thing. Winning a bronze medal is something to celebrate, yet Simone Biles was doing a balance beam routine that she had done hundreds of times before, and something happened where she wound up slipping a little bit on the balance beam and had to lean down and touch it with her hand to steady herself, and that's a half a point deduction, and she knew right then and there that she was not going to win the gold. She wound up with the bronze, but teammate Lori Hernandez of Old Bridge, New Jersey, very excited to be winning the silver medal in the balance beam competition.
I love her, by the way. She has the most expressive face.
She's a very personable young woman and fun to talk to. And, you know, I was joking around with her about being Jersey strong, you know, and she appreciated that.
She's a Jersey girl, and she's 16, so she's already, I'm seeing a quote from her. She says, "I've been to Tokyo. I think it would be really nice to go back and do a little Olympic thing there." And she'll be 20 years old. She'll actually be younger than Simone Biles. She's so young, 16 years old. That's fantastic for her.
Yeah, she's definitely got a bright future ahead of her, and she could win some gold medals further on down the line. Some people in the field of gymnastics say that she's just starting to blossom, and that, you know, with more practice, she could become another Simone Biles. But I think there's only one Simone Biles. I mean, her level of difficulty and all of her moves surpasses everyone out there in the gymnastics arena. But Simone has another chance for a medal with the floor exercise, and you know, that's where she rules.
That's where she is so famous for, yep, is her floor exercise, right?
She rules the floor, absolutely.
So what's on tap for today? What should people be excited about in today's competition in Rio?
You know, we're starting to get down into the serious games on the basketball court, not just with the men's team, but with the women's team as well. The women's team is facing China today, and they'll likely do away with China very easily. The women's team, made up of many players from the WNBA, and I'm going to go check out that game because, quite frankly, the women are doing much better than the men, and
the men aren't.
Yeah, the men are undefeated, but they've had some close games, whereas the women are just, you know, rolling over the competition one game after another.
What is the mood there with the men's basketball team? Again, listen, I know Coach K takes every game as if he's playing, you know, the dream team from 1992, even if he's playing, you know, some guys from Nigeria. But, man, to win by only 3 points against France, that has got to shock the men's basketball system, right?
And the thing is, they were up by more than 3 points going into the last couple of minutes of the game, so one has to wonder if they were, you know, letting up a little bit or something, or France just turned it on. You know, France has a member of the San Antonio Spurs on their team, and essentially it was give him the ball, you know, and it paid off. But I think this team, you know, they're just not used to playing the type of basketball that these European teams play, and those teams have been playing together for a much longer period of time than the American team has. And, you know, it's the talent that's causing them to win.
Oh, man, I don't want to hear that. See, if they're already floating that's a big danger sign. I sure hope they should be able to win, even if it's international rules. They've been able to. They're going for, their third or fourth straight gold?
You know, they told me, they said that the games that they've been playing been constant movement, that when they play in the NBA, there are usually these little breaks, you know, where two guys on one side can you know, catch their breath for a few seconds.
Right, they isolate the ball on one side of the key, yeah.
Exactly, whereas that's not happening here. These European teams are constantly moving the ball side to side and constantly moving from beginning to end, and so it's an adjustment for them.
Yeah. One other thing, there was an incident that involved one of these flying cable cameras that they've, by the way, amazing pictures they provide. I mean, they've had some of the most amazing pictures out of these Olympic Games, and many of them come from these flying cameras, but one of them broke. What's the latest on that? People were hurt, right?
I haven't had a chance to look into that yet to follow up with what happened, and it's really interesting you mentioned that, because I've noticed that they have these cables running above overhead for very long distances in some areas. In fact, there's one that goes over the Olympic Village here in Baja Park, and it spans a tremendous distance between the two supports that it has, and then there's another one that sort of spans the entire bay where they have have the rowing and other boating competitions. And I can't imagine. I mean, the camera's very small. You know, they've got the technology to the point where it doesn't really weigh much.
Yeah, but when it falls from 60 or 70 feet, it can be hurt.
Yeah, you know? Steve Kastenbaum, if they ever let you out of your cloistered media center there, it's the one over the Olympic Park that we're told is the one that fell, and it dropped 65 feet. So you might want to check
and
that
I was,
out.
I was looking at that one and watching it move yesterday while I was out there, and I was amazed at the great distance between its two supports. It seemed like a... to me, I looked at it and thought, boy, that might be a little bit concerning.
I'm sure the crack inspection team out of Rio de Janeiro, they gave it all of its certificates of compliance. Steve Kastenbaum, great having you as always. Enjoy Copacabana Beach today. I hope the rain clears up.
All right, it is now 7:25 on WMAL. That means it's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I'm Brian in the district. L Street Northwest between 18th and 19th closed because of fire department activity or alternates. M Street, K Street, Connecticut Avenue, or 20th. Outer loop of the Beltway from 95 to the 270 spur, very slow. The inner loop of the Beltway, slow going from 66 to the American Legion Bridge. And Metro's Red Line, single tracking until Thursday. Otherwise, mass transit pretty much on or near schedule. This report brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And another heat advisory today. It kicks in at noon until 8 o'clock this evening. More heat, more humidity. Temperatures upper 90s, feels over 100. More isolated showers and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Ray Stager, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 76 degrees. It is now 7:27.
Chris Plant here. Elite Shooting Sports is the nation's most advanced indoor range. 65,000 square feet, 42 lanes. This state-of-the-art facility even has an on-site gunsmith. Visit EliteShootingSports.com. You'll thank me later.
Hey, gang, it's the summer blowout sale at Chamonix. Right now, for the first time ever, you're going to get a month supply of Genucel free with your order. That's right. They're giving away a free month of Genucel if you call right now. And you've heard me rave about Genucel. It's the most effective treatment for the bags under your eyes and the puffiness. It's got this plant stem cell therapy. It's just amazing, and it works. I love it. I use it, and you'll love it too. In fact, with its immediate effects, you'll see results in 12 hours guaranteed, or you get your money back. But listen to this. Not only are they going to give you a free month supply with your order, but if you call now, you'll be the first in the world to try the brand new fourth generation Esotique XV Collagen Builder. That's even before its official launch. You've heard of Esotique, man. That's the thing that put Chamonix on the map. And the brand new version of it is yours free. It's going to blow your mind, and it's absolutely free with your order of Genucel. Call them, 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. If you call now, you'll also get free shipping. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store. The good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep. When she actually sleeps.
The company store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of someone swiping left. They swiped left because they didn't discover your killer sense of humor through a single photo. They swiped left because they're unable to appreciate your shared love of college sports through a fast-paced digital app that makes the first impression the only impression. At It's Just Lunch, matchmakers personally select your matches for you. They get to know their clients through confidential interviews and ongoing feedback after every date. So not only will you be matched with like-minded people, but you'll spend your time actually dating instead of swiping. For more than 25 years, It's Just Lunch has matched tens of thousands of busy professionals, just like you, who are serious about dating. While video dating, personal ads, chat rooms, and dating apps have come and gone, It's Just Lunch has withstood the test of time because it works. So stop swiping left on your future. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson and Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right. you get a full service listing for just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, our clients have already saved $3.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's healthcare bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the healthcare law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable healthcare without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 844-91-BIBLE. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Coming up in just a moment, Ambassador John Bolton will join us. It is now 7:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. A few people in the Washington area are waking up to homes with no air conditioning this morning. Powerful storms last night knocked out power to thousands. Right now, Pepco says it has just 272 customers still without power. Dominion, Virginia has about 1,100 customers out. BGE, some 1,700. A man was shot and wounded by a deputy sheriff outside Inova Fairfax Hospital late last night. The deputy was not injured. The incident started when hospital security reported a man outside a garage with some kind of weapon. Donald Trump has turned away from his previous assertion that President Obama and Hillary Clinton founded ISIS, but he did say in a speech yesterday that their policies led to the rise of that group.
The usually unscripted Trump was on message yesterday talking about what he would do to defeat terrorism, and he made a turn in the speech after repeatedly questioning the value of the NATO alliance. He's now vowing to work with the U.S.'s NATO partners in this fight against terrorism. And with Clinton and her allies raising questions about his temperament, he's now trying to raise doubts about her judgment and fitness for office.
Correspondent Athena Jones. Russian warplanes have taken off from a base in Iran to target ISIS fighters and other militants in Syria. This marks a major development in Syria's six-year civil war. Russia has never used the territory of another country in the Middle East for its operations inside Syria. The heavy rains that dumped more than 20 inches of rain across south-central Louisiana have been moving on into Texas. But the National Weather Service says there's still danger of new flooding because of the sheer volume of water now flowing toward the Gulf of Mexico. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,636, the Nasdaq at 52,62. Sports, the Nats extend their winning streak to 3 with a victory in Colorado. The O's were idle. They host Boston tonight. In Rio, Team USA now has 26 gold medals, 75 overall. And the Redskins have wrapped up training camp in Richmond. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, it's Chris Plant here for Cars for Kids. Do you have a car or boat sitting in your garage or driveway that you need to get rid of, either to make room for a new one or because it's just not worth the repairs anymore? As anyone who sold a car recently can tell you, selling is a hassle you don't want to deal with. From fielding the calls, texts, and emails from potential buyers to arranging meetings with the shady and unsavory characters who come your way. Skip the headache and call Cars for Kids to pick up your vehicle. You'll love how simple and easy the donation process is, and you'll even get a tax-deductible receipt and a hotel voucher to boot. Learn how you can make a difference to a child by volunteering in your community. Call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's CARS with a K. Or go to carsforkids.com. They're completely reliable and your car can be picked up within 24 to 48 hours. Donate your car, truck, van, or boat today.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
I get it. Totally get where you're coming from. Got a problem with your home air conditioner and you just want it fixed. Like now. In fact, yesterday. Can we do that? You don't want a bunch of rigmarole or repairmen wasting your time, much less reaching for your wallet. You are looking forward to that moment when your home's air conditioning system is back to doing its thing, quietly and invisibly keeping things cool. And when you call my stand-up guys from Snell, you're going to get just that. Quick repairs done right, and if it isn't exactly right, my stand-up guys will make it right. Regular maintenance and tune-ups that'll keep it running in peak condition, no matter how long summer sticks around. Like I said, I get it. And when you get it, it's all good.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
At Adeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Adeed.
Right now, get our best deal ever.
Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free.
For details, go to joehadeed.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a couple of accidents in Virginia, one in Arlington involving a motorcycle. Arlington Boulevard eastbound at Fillmore Street. One lane is blocked. In Herndon, Leesburg Pike eastbound right near Georgetown Pike, we have a crash which has been moved to the shoulder and police are there as well. Slow going on the George Washington Parkway southbound from the Capitol Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, just under a half an hour. Anacostia Freeway southbound from the BW Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge, about a 15-minute commute. The outer loop of the Beltway slow going from 95 to the I-270 spur, and the BW Parkway southbound between 198 and the Beltway, it's 20 minutes. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much changing. 100 degrees yesterday, upper 90s, close to 100 on a south breeze today. Isolated showers, thunderstorms once again, like we had yesterday. Maybe some heavy downpours in spots. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 in Stafford, 72 in Silver Spring, 75 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to be joined by the Washington Post reporters on the job in Milwaukee, where they have had tension in the streets and rioting. Wesley Lowry will join us at 8:05. At 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson, and he is Larry O'Connor.
He's talked about sending ground troops, American ground troops. Well, that is off the table as far as I am concerned.
Hillary Clinton in Scranton, Pennsylvania yesterday talking about Donald Trump. That would be the he in that statement. Talking about floating the idea of sending ground troops to Hillary Clinton. It's off the table. Well, joining us right now is Ambassador John Bolton, former United States Ambassador to the United Nations and a supporter of Donald Trump. And let me start with Hillary Clinton first, Ambassador Bolton. Is it wise, setting aside the fact that there are already 3,800 troops in Iraq fighting against ISIS already, and one presumes they are on the ground, is it wise for any potential commander-in-chief to project not just to our enemies, but also to our allies, that something is off the table, something as fundamental as using ground troops?
No, I think both those points are important. And I think what's most important here is to get past the fog of words that Obama and Clinton have used to disguise what's going on, boots on the ground, ground troops. There are, as you say, there are actually over 5,000 Americans in harm's way in Iraq, and 500 or more, we don't know the exact number, in Syria. So this to me was a real demonstration from Hillary Clinton in response to Trump's speech that she is running for Barack Obama's third term. And, you know, people can make up their minds on that. I think if Trump can pin that label on her, that people appreciate that a vote for Hillary Clinton is a vote for Obama's third term, Trump will win.
Yeah, I just talk about the wisdom, though. I mean, I'm really troubled by the fact that here you have a person who could potentially become the president of the United States saying on the campaign trail to our enemies, don't worry, we're never going to send troops over there to fight you. What does that do to the enemy? Does it embolden the enemy?
Well, for sure. And that's why I think the argument that the Democrats want to make about Trump, and Biden was Joe Biden, vice president, was making it yesterday about inexperience. Hillary has lots of experience. It's all bad. And she obviously draws the wrong conclusions from it. Nobody's going to come to the presidency with 360 degrees of experience and the responsibilities of the job. It's too big. The ultimate question is, how's your judgment? And her judgment, paralleling Obama's, has been wretched. So I think for Trump to draw this distinction, and he did on a number of other issues in this speech as well, pointing out that we are faced with a hostile ideology and that we need a global strategy, neither point of which either Obama nor Clinton have admitted, really contributes to getting a national debate going about this, which I think could be one of the key issues in November.
In his speech yesterday, Donald Trump said that he would accept help from any country who is willing to work with America in defeating ISIS, including Russia. Here's Donald Trump.
I also believe that we could find common ground with Russia in the fight against ISIS. Wouldn't that be a good thing?
Well, is that a good thing, or is that possibly a problem, John Bolton?
Well, I think it's possibly a problem. It's very complicated in the Middle East now. This is not a two-sided conflict. It's like Chinese checkers. There are about six sides in it. And while we certainly want to destroy ISIS, and sooner rather than later, which was a critical point Trump made yesterday, we have to do it in a way that doesn't empower, in the wake of ISIS's defeat, people who are adversarial to the United States, in particular the Iranian-controlled regime in Baghdad, Hezbollah in Lebanon, Syria, and the Assad regime. So I think the way we do this is very important, and I think the current policy really has been slow-rolling ISIS, slow-rolling the military attack on ISIS, which is bad, and advantaging the Iranian regime, which is possibly even worse.
Meanwhile, the president of the United States has authorized the release of some of these detainees from Guantanamo. 15 of them, 12 Yemenis and 3 Afghanis, are now going to be sent to the UAE, the United Arab Emirates, for release. Your thoughts?
Well, I think this is just exposing Americans and others around the world to the risk of increased terrorism. This whole thing about closing Gitmo is an ideological fascination. Obviously, as many people have pointed out, the 70 or 75 people who are still in Gitmo at this point are the worst of the worst. And we shouldn't be releasing them. We should be building extra accommodations to house them for the rest of their natural lives,
yes,
which is where they ought to stay. This is 180 degrees the wrong thing to do.
Maybe a new wing, a second floor. Yeah, exactly. Donald Trump also laid out what he's calling extreme vetting for new new immigrants coming into America, specifically from countries that breed terrorism. Here's Trump.
We should only admit into this country those who share our values and respect our people. In the Cold War, we had an ideological screening test. The time is overdue to develop a new screening test. I call it extreme vetting.
Ambassador Bolton, can you shed a little light on this and explain and then compare this to our Cold War policies and whether this is a smart way to go?
Well, I'm not sure I would have used that phrase. It reminds me of Mitt Romney and severe conservatism. But but the point, I think, is key. And it's not either unprecedented, as Trump pointed out, or unusual. If you read I'll just give it to you. It's Section 316 of the Immigration and Naturalization Act today. It says to become a citizen, among other things, you have to be attached to the principles of the United States Constitution. I don't think that's a very arduous thing to ask, and I think screening people out who are not only attached, not attached to the principles of the Constitution, but are actively seeking to destroy them, is entirely in our self-interest. Now, there are those who will say, oh, that's just a ruse to keep out Muslims generally. I think that's more of a smokescreen and an attempt to divert away from the basic underlying issue to debate here, which is, are we engaged in an ideological struggle with radical Islam? President Secretary Clinton say no. Trump, and I think most people who understand reality say yes. Let's have that debate. Bring it on. Nobody can say this speech wasn't full of substance. The Democratic response from both Clinton and Biden was to talk about something else. I think they're desperately afraid of having this debate.
Ambassador John Bolton, former ambassador to the UN, and also, by the way, a lot of people don't know this, just missed being on the American shot put team in Rio.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. His last throw was
I would have won. If they had put me on, I would have won.
You lost by a whisker.
I saw him more of a discus thrower.
Nice.
It's now 7:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And in the district, L Street between 18th and 19th still closed because of fire department activity. Your alternates, M Street, K Street, Connecticut Avenue, or 20th. In Arlington, Arlington Boulevard eastbound at Fulmer Street, an accident. One lane is blocked. Police are on the scene. The inner loop, the Capitol Beltway, slow going from 66 to the American Legion Bridge. 395 northbound from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, just under a half an hour. And the Green Line, slow going to Branch Avenue. We should expect residual delays because of an earlier train malfunction at Greenbelt. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Heat advisory noon until 8 p.m. Upper 90 degree temperatures, close to 100. Heat indices over 100, maybe around 105. And afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms around that once again could produce locally heavy downpours. Another hot one, another humid one. Overnight tonight, upper 70s for the lows. Thunderstorms once again likely tomorrow afternoon and evening, highs in the middle 90s. Maybe some change by the end of the week. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WNAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, it is 77 degrees. Going to be a hot, steamy one out there. It is now 7:46 on WMAL.
Singer, songwriter, and rock and roll Hall of Famer David Crosby is coming to the Birchmere.
Almost cut my hair.
Don't miss David Crosby, August 23rd. Buy your tickets today at Birchmere.com.
Ain't gonna need this rig no longer. Ain't gonna need this rig no more. Ain't got time to watch the drawers.
You know, Larry, I've always been sort of irritated by politicians when they do a thing that some people call the flip-flop. Whereas, you know, you go out there as a politician and you boldly put your finger, you moisten it first, like you stick it in the air.
That sound, Brian, I don't think you realize exactly what that does to people in their car.
Anyway, you put the finger in the air and you see which way the breeze is blowing, and then you take a principled position that is politically advantageous. And such would be the case with the person who wants to be the next vice president of the United States, Tim Kaine. He years ago decided that he was for the idea of offshore drilling off the Atlantic coast of Virginia. Hey, listen, he said, look, it'll bring a lot of jobs to the area. Jobs is important to the economy of Virginia. I support it. On one occasion, he actually authored legislation about offshore drilling that would lift the Atlantic drilling ban. And then he supported it wholeheartedly in a later date and was absolutely on board until one day he got chosen to be the running mate of Hillary Clinton, who opposes offshore drilling in the Atlantic shelf. And now he has a different opinion.
And support a ban on offshore drilling. You know what? I actually am now in that position because the Obama administration has decided not to do offshore drilling because the Defense Department objects, and I share those.
He shares the objection because now the Defense Department says, well, we don't want drilling off the offshore Atlantic coast. You know, here's the bottom line. He's asked about it again, and he said, well, I'm not flip-flopping. I'm evolving.
Yes.
He has evolved on the matter. That's what Democrats do when they get called out on a flip-flop. They say, no. It wasn't a flip-flop. I just evolved on the issue.
Well, it's true. If you change your position to the left, you have evolved. If you have changed your position on something to the right, you flip-flop. For instance, let's be fair, Donald Trump has changed his positions on a lot of things over his career and his life. He wasn't a politician, of course, until this year, but he has changed his position on many things, but he has flip-flopped. He has not evolved. Mm-hmm. See, you only evolve when you move to the left on a political
issue.
But you know what? I mean, listen, this is not a new... I mean, I'm pretty sure politicians have been doing this since Cicero.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference is there wasn't a wireless radio to call them on it.
That's right.
That's why we're here.
That's
what you dodged a bullet, Cicero.
That's what we do. It's now 7:49.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Time to talk about Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate. You want to call Renter's Warehouse if you're considering renting your home or investment property. Or if you're already renting property, listen up, because you're going to hear what Renter's Warehouse does, and you're going to hear how much it costs, and you're going to want to call them. You see, renting your home is such a great option for anyone living here in the greater Washington area. Maryland, Northern Virginia, D.C., the rents are sky high right now because there's such a high demand for rentals. So when you rent your home, it becomes a cash register. It rings every month. You want that cha-ching going on, don't you? But you don't want the hassles. That's where Renter's Warehouse comes in. They are on your side. They're going to find quality tenants for top dollars. On average, it only costs 17, excuse me, it only takes 17 days to find those tenants. And then they're going to handle all the paperwork. They're going to handle the rent collection. They're going to handle the 3 a.m. phone calls. And guess what? They do it all for a flat fee of just $80 a month. That ain't nothing, man. Find out how much your home's going to rent for with a free rent price analysis. Call them now, 202-625-4370, 202-625-4370, Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Every year, 735,000 Americans have a heart attack. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the U.S. 47% of sudden cardiac deaths occur outside of the hospital. The smartest action is before there's a problem. Virtual Physical reveals plaque buildup by looking from the inside out, enabling action before it's too late. Be your own health advocate and schedule now at virtualphysical.com.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Our next undergraduate session starts August 22nd. Our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan as you earn a respected degree from an accredited state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova, join the future of health.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
All right, it's time to see how your money is doing by going to the news desk at CNBC, where Chuck Kamlick is anxiously standing by to give us all those details.
Anxiously, the Dow set its ninth new record of the year yesterday. It could fall 30 points this morning. It's like that movie Vertigo, the higher you get. the more nervous you get about that you're going to fall. Home Depot stock may fall, even though sales and profits hit their highest level ever last quarter. Hain Celestial could lose more than $1 billion of its market value today. Hain says it will delay its earnings because of some accounting issues, and no one likes to hear that. Aetna getting out of the Obamacare exchange business in 11 of the 15 states it covers. The only people signing up are old and sick, and they cost Aetna too much money. Google's new video calling app, Duo, is available today. Unlike FaceTime or Skype or Messenger, Duo comes with a feature called Knock Knock, so you can see who's calling and decide whether or not you want to answer. And Shake Shack will open its 100th store today, this one in Boston. But in honor of the event, the first 100 customers who drop into any Shake Shack anywhere will get a free single Shack burger, but you have to get there before noon today. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I want to talk about security for a moment, because during the month of August, you know, you may be planning that last-minute trip to get away just before you have to put the kids back in school, right? And is your home safe? Is your business secure? Is your stuff okay while you're gone? Ackerman Security can help. $19.95 a month, Ackerman can protect you with monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide, all with a guaranteed response time. You see, at Ackerman, security is what they do, and they do it better than anyone else. Great customer service, certified monitoring. Ackerman makes sure you are always safe and protected. And by the way, if you want to have the latest bells and whistle, all the gizmos, you need to get their Total Connect service. It's a few dollars more, but you'll be able to see screenshots, video clips, be alerted when people enter or exit your home or business with Ackerman's Total Connect service. It's absolutely high-tech and secure. Make the switch and save. Call Ackerman at 888-999-1070. Mention WMAL and your good friend and radio buddy Brian Wilson. You get 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. Call now, 888-999-1070, online at AckermanSecurity.com.
It is 7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Deed Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, on the Dulles Toll Road eastbound, the ramp to the Beltway, we have a disabled vehicle. The Beltway itself, the inner loop from 66 to the American Legion Bridge, a 16-17 minute commute. Checking the outer loop slow going from 95 to the 270 spur, just about a half an hour. And keep this metro note in mind. The Green Line, we can expect residual delays to Branch Avenue because of an earlier train malfunction at Greenbelt. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Upper 90s, maybe 100 again today. Showers, thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening may once again produce heavy rainfall. And with heat advisory in effect, it will feel like 105 at times. The storm should end as we head on through tonight, but not before some locally heavy downpours, maybe some gusty winds. Overnight low 79. Thunderstorms likely again Wednesday afternoon, mid-90s, maybe only upper 80s by Thursday. Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WNAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 77 degrees at 7:57.
Have you outgrown your timeshare? You bought it back when the kids were young. It was your big family vacation, and you have some great memories. Well, now the kids have left the nest, and they have families of their own. You realize you're not spending your vacations at the timeshare anymore. You're spending them traveling to see the grandkids. Even though you're not using the timeshare, you're still paying for it. So, you tried to sell it, that didn't work. You thought about donating it, but you really don't want to do that to a charity you care about, and now you just feel stuck. You're not stuck. Timeshare Exit Team will get you out of your timeshare. As a consumer protection company, Timeshare Exit Team is the most trusted name in the industry. They negotiate with the resorts and get them to take the contract back. Go to timeshareexitteam.com, see the reviews, and schedule your free in-person consultation. Timeshare Exit Team has a 100% guarantee. They'll get you out or give you a complete refund. TimeshareExitTeam.com.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store. The good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep. When she actually sleeps.
The Company Store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
Northern Virginia Community College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu/startstrong.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Coming up on WMAL. What's the latest out of Milwaukee with the riots, and has the new curfew rules gone into effect made a difference? We'll talk to the Washington Post reporter on the scene.
And Larry Kudlow will join us. It's all coming up in the next hour right here on WMAL, 8 o'clock time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge.